Hey, I'm Austin. I'm 23 years old. I own a trucking company back home. I'm born and raised in South Carolina. Currently moved out to Los Angeles to pursue my acting career. I love being outdoors, anything from riding ATVs to wakeboarding or really just anything on the water. I love to travel and I want to see different places around the whole world. What I'm looking for in somebody is just to be as real as me, really, and to click, you know.
The dating scene is brutal. People get hurt, confused, and ghosted. Add a pandemic into the mix, and it's even worse. Luckily, we're here to help. Hey everyone, I'm Tara Michelle, your host. Welcome to Blind Dating, a Spotify original from Parcast.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
All right, let's bring in our main dater, Austin. How you feeling, Austin?
I'm feeling pretty good.
You excited to be here?
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, well, let me tell you how this is going to go down. You're going to go on some virtual dates, but sadly, your date's cameras will be off until after you've made your choice. You're going purely off of their personality and not their looks. How do you feel about this?
This is going to be crazy, but we're going to do it.
Should we give this a try?
Yeah.
Okay, let's meet the matches. First up is Aylin. How's it going, Aylin?
It's going good.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 23 years old, and I was born in Buenos Aires, Argentina. When I turned 5, my mom and I moved to the Bay Area in California, where I was raised, and then I went to college in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and now I live in LA. I'm a professional dancer, dance teacher, and dog sitter. I love to be outdoors, hiking, and going to the beach, and I also have a strong passion for psychology. As far as dating goes, I've only been in 2 serious relationships that were huge roller coasters, but I definitely learned a lot from them.
Well, we're so happy to have you here today. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Next up is Rebecca. What's going on, Rebecca?
Hello. Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, most importantly?
I'm doing really well.
Let's hear a little bit more about you.
Okay. So my name is Rebecca. I'm 26 years old. I was born and raised in Southern California, except for the last 6 months where I've been in New Mexico, but I'm coming back to Los Angeles in July. I'm an actress, a writer, a content creator. I've even written my own film, which I also starred in, which is a lot of fun and a lot of stress. My dating history is a series of epic failure, which is fun and terrifying, especially times like when I as a Jewish person accidentally went on a date with a white supremacist, or there was a time when I got dumped via ghost, not ghosted, dumped via ghost, which was, you know, I guess you could say I have a type and that type is bad. And I'm trying to change that.
I support that. I do need to know more about this ghost thing that I'm going to have to talk to you about later because I am now intrigued.
Okay. I would be more than happy to tell you about it.
Fantastic. Well, what are you feeling so far, Austin?
They both sound very interesting. I'm liking it.
Okay. Well, then let's not waste any more time and let's move on to the dates. All right, everyone, it's time for the group date. We're going to play Ask Me Anything. I'll give you guys some fun Ask Me Anything questions, and each of you will respond. Okay, here we go. What is your ideal way to spend a vacation, Rebecca?
Ooh, probably at the beach, especially going snorkeling or even diving in a shark cage.
A shark cage, really?
Yeah.
Good for you, girl. You know what? I'm actually very frightened by sharks, so that my jaw dropped there, but...
Oh, but they're so friendly, though.
I like this information you're putting out there. Maybe it'll resonate and I won't be as scared. Aylin, what about you?
Definitely somewhere tropical, but I don't do resorts. I'd rather learn about the culture. So if I were to go somewhere, I would want to stay with like a family or something to learn more about the culture, yeah.
I love that. That's so cool. Austin, how do you like to spend your vacation?
It's definitely going to be a party at the beach, for sure.
Like a big party, like a whole
big
ton
party.
Of people?
A whole ton of people, yeah.
Amazing. What makes you dislike a person, Aylin?
Ooh, what makes me dislike a person? When they're not genuine, like lying, and you can just tell that they have bad intentions. I really don't like that.
Yeah, that's a hard hate for me. Not even dislike. It's like all on the hate category.
Definitely hate that.
Rebecca, what about you?
Probably when they don't say what they mean. I can't stand it when people play games or like they say one thing, but they mean another. In my opinion, the world would just be a better place if we all said exactly what we meant.
I agree. I feel like it's very easy to be upfront, say what you're thinking, and then just go from there. You know, like there's no need for games.
Exactly.
Austin, what makes you dislike a person?
I guess probably when they act like they're better than, you know, like they're better than you. Like snobby, kind of stuck up, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Do you think you're a confident person? Why or why not? Rebecca?
I would say I'm pretty confident in most areas, but I'm not as confident of a person in some areas. I would love to give myself that blanket statement of, yes, I'm a confident person, which is true when I'm like doing something active, like, you know, or I'm on the stage or I'm behind a camera. Like, yes, I'm a confident person. But if you stick me in a room full of people and ask me what I know about myself or what my favorite things are, all that confidence goes out the window.
I so feel you. I feel like confidence definitely comes in waves, you know. One day, you know, you wake up on the right side of the bed and you're a confident queen, and then on the other side, it's just like not your day.
Exactly.
Aylin, do you think you're confident?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty confident. I have to agree with Rebecca and you that sometimes it goes by days and just what company you have around.
Yeah.
I like feel like I'm confident, and then if I'm with a lot of people, I'm the same way. All of a sudden, I just freeze up and I'm like, wait, who am I? So it definitely goes with, you know, who's around and what type of day it is.
Yeah, I feel like your company can definitely affect that too. I didn't even think about that.
Yes, definitely.
Austin, are you a confident guy?
Oh, definitely depends on the situation. I think I'm pretty confident usually around people I know, you know, but like if it's around a bunch of strangers, not as confident as I would like to be.
Yeah, I feel like also with the pandemic, it's harder to go into those social situations and feel confident now. I feel like it's weird because we're not super used to it anymore.
Right.
What musical instrument do you wish you could play, Rebecca?
You know, guitar.
I'm so with you on that. If I could play any instrument, it would for sure be a guitar. I don't know why. I just feel like the person with the guitar is always the good time, you know? I love it.
After 6 years, I only learned how to play the beginning of Stairway to Heaven, and that's it. So I wouldn't say that I can actually play it yet.
Well, you know what? Better than most, right?
That's fair.
Aylin, what instrument would you play?
I would definitely want to play the piano. I've been trying to learn, although I do find it very hard. Even though I'm a dancer, I feel like music should come a little bit more natural, but it actually is really hard for me.
Yeah, well, I feel like music in general is tough, and the piano, you have your fingers spread at all these different little spots. I've never been able to tackle that. Austin, what about you?
Definitely the electric guitar.
Ooh, the electric guitar.
Yeah, rock out.
Love that. Okay, if you had to pick, what age would you like to live to, Aylin?
What age would I like to live to? I never thought about that, really.
Me either.
Yeah, because you never know what can happen.
Yeah.
So I would love, you know, to live as long as I could and, you know, have a family, grandkids and everything. But sometimes life has other plans.
So true. You never really know.
Yep.
Rebecca, what age would you like to live to?
I don't plan on dying. That's just not in my life book that I have set out. But if I do have to change that plan, I would probably say dying at like 83.
That's a very specific number.
That was the age that my grandparents died. So And they lived a very long, productive life, and they traveled the world, they raised children, and they passed away within a month of each other because they were just that much in love. So,
wow.
Oh, wow.
Aww. I always hear stories about that, and I think it's almost, you know, beautiful. It's like sad, obviously, but it's, they went together.
Exactly. They were best friends, and that's kind of the life that I want.
That is so sweet. That is so sweet. Austin, what age, if you had to pick, would you like to live to?
You know, I don't know. That's kind of tough because I don't want to live where I'm too old and lose my mind. So whatever number that is probably just a little bit younger. I don't want to still be here and not know who I am at an old age. Yeah.
I feel that. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'd rather just be taken out.
That's a way to put it.
Right.
Well, that was super fun. This was so interesting. Let's move on to the 101 date. All right, Rebecca's in the waiting room, and it's time for Aylin and Austin's 101 date. Austin, this is your chance to see if you're compatible with Aylin. You came prepared with some questions that are important to you for your ideal partner. So go ahead and ask Aylin your questions.
How important is family to you?
Family is really important to me. In right here, like in the United States, it's only my mom and my stepdad. So I don't have a big family. And it's definitely something that I look forward to in the future, having a family.
Okay. Are you looking for something long-term, short-term? Or what?
Definitely long term. I want something genuine and real, which is extremely rare and hard to find nowadays because of society. So yeah, definitely long term.
Yeah, I think family is the most important thing in the world, honestly. And that is the most important thing to me, especially on holidays. I think everybody should always be with their family. I always put family first, never second.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think, you know, I'm definitely the type of guy to look for something long-term instead of short-term because, I mean, I've always kind of grew up like, I really wasn't like the guy that wanted to go, you know, have many girlfriends. I wanted a wife and a family, and I want to build. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that. I was the same way. I just don't like talking to multiple people. I would always, you know, choose the one and want to stick with them, but that usually isn't the case on the other side. So
right, and there's so many people now that just honestly I think their body counts are just extremely high now, and it's hard to find some people that are not like that.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, Aylin, you're going into the waiting room, and we'll bring in Rebecca for her 101 date with Austin.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Rebecca, Austin has some very important questions to ask you to see if you're compatible.
Okay.
So Austin, take it away.
Okay, Rebecca, here's a question. Have you ever cheated on your boyfriend?
Never.
Never.
Never in my life. I've been cheated on, but I've never cheated.
I have been cheated on too. Yeah, I'm not the one to believe in cheating for sure, because I think if you're going to cheat, you should just be single.
Exactly. That's why I've been single. So, well, that's not why. I mean, it kind of is. I got cheated on, and so I decided to just be single for a while and like play the field and see what I wanted in a person, which is why I'm no longer looking to be single.
Oh, okay. Are you the type to like stick through thick and thin? Like if two people were to split up, are you the type to, if you left the relationship, to know, you want to know that you did everything you could to keep the relationship?
That depends on the thick and that depends on the thin. If the thick is that one person has fallen out of love or that one person has become toxic, or even both partners have become toxic, that's not something that I'm willing to stick through anymore. But I am no longer willing to sacrifice my own mental well-being and my own emotional happiness for somebody else.
I agree. I was in a 10-year relationship.
Oh, so you know it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You've been there.
Since I started dating a girl when I was 13.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, that is a long relationship.
And I can honestly say I did everything I could. You know, that's a long time.
Because I'm of the opinion that even if a relationship fails, like, you know, people, it doesn't necessarily fail. If a relationship ends and everyone did what they felt was best in the relationship, then I'm still of the opinion that that was a successful relationship. It was just a successful relationship that ended.
Yes, I agree.
Love that. That is really it. Okay, and with that, the one-on-one dates are over. Rebecca, I'm going to put you back into the waiting room while I chat with Austin.
See you later.
All right, Austin, how are you feeling after asking your questions?
Okay, well, I enjoyed talking to Rebecca, but I did like Island's voice better.
I guess it's all you got to work with, right?
Right. I mean, yeah. Yes, I guess we'll see. We'll keep going.
Do you have any idea of who you're interested in picking?
Well, I was definitely already aiming towards Island, and then I just talked to Rebecca, so now I'm confused. So I'm kind of stuck.
Well, you're going to have to pick, because coming up, we'll find out Austin's choice. Will it be Island or will it be Rebecca?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. When we left off, Austin had just had his one-on-one dates with Island and Rebecca. We've got everyone back in the room now, and it's time to get down to it. Austin, which of these two matches are you going to choose?
I guess I'm going to go with Island.
Island?
Yes, I'm excited. Sorry, I was like struck, you know, speechless.
Rebecca, we had so much fun with you today. Do you mind turning your camera on really quickly so we could say goodbye?
There we go. Hello.
I very much enjoyed talking to you, Rebecca. It was a hard decision, especially, you know, without seeing. And I just pretty much just went with my first pick. But then when I ended up talking to you, it kind of got me stuck because I enjoyed talking to you. But I was like, I guess I'm just going to go with my first choice. So
that's understandable.
Yeah.
I enjoyed talking to you as well.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here, Rebecca. It was so great meeting you, and I hope the best for you.
Thank you.
All right, Austin, I know it was hard to send somebody away, but it's just us in here now. So paint us a little picture. What did Rebecca look like?
Well-dressed. She had dark red, long hair. She was cute. Like I said, I enjoyed talking to her, but so far as appearance goes, I don't think she was my type.
Totally fair. So I guess you are looking forward to seeing what Island looks like then.
Yeah, I'm nervous about it, but let's do it.
All right, should we bring her back then?
Yeah.
Okay. Time is finally here, guys. You're both going to turn your cameras on so you can see each other. On one, three, two, one.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. You're very pretty.
Thank you. Thanks.
I see smiles on faces. This is fun. Okay, I still have a couple more questions for the two of you, so we're going to chat separately a little bit more. Okay, Austin, Island is in the waiting room. We want to hear your thoughts. Are you feeling some vibes? Are you happy with your pick? Let us know.
She's really pretty, actually, in the face. And I couldn't tell you about her body because I haven't seen. I seen she had tattoos, so, and I'm a fan of tattoos. So, yeah. I'll give it a chance. We'll go out.
We're going to chat with Island a little bit too, though. So we're going to put you into the waiting room and we will talk to you in a bit. Hey, Island. Since you've finally seen Austin, tell us what he looks like physically.
The first things I've noticed was a beautiful smile. He has a really nice smile and he has really nice hair. It looks very upkept well. And I don't know if this is weird to say, but his lips were very luscious.
We do pay attention to these things.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Really cute.
Are you feeling any vibes here?
Yeah, definitely. I love that he likes the outdoors and everything he was saying just about the beach and the vacation. It's a party. I love parties.
Well, perfect. You guys can party together.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to bring Austin back really quickly because there is one final thing we have to take care of. All right, we've got everyone back in the room. So this is going to get a little weird, but we have one more decision to make. And Aylin, this one's on you. I'm just going to tell it to you like it is. You can choose to go on a date with Austin, social distance, of course, or you can choose to be on a future episode of Blind Dating where we'll set you up with two new matches. What do you think?
I think I'll choose the date.
Amazing. Well, we love it when it works out in the end. Are you guys excited?
I'm excited.
Yes, very excited.
Yay! Well, thank you so much to the both of you. I cannot wait to hear how your date goes.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Blind Dating. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and on Twitter at Parcast Network. For more episodes of Blind Dating, follow us on Spotify and check out other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. I'm your host, Tara Michelle. Tune in next week for a new romance or a total rejection. Want to try your luck at finding your perfect match? Or do you have a single friend looking for love? Just go to parcast.com/blinddating to submit yourself or nominate someone to be on Blind Dating. You can also email blind-dating-casting@spotify.com and tell us a little bit about yourself. Can't wait to hear from you and good luck. Blind Dating is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Spotify original from Parcast. It was created by John Cohen, sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Juan Borda. It's produced by John Cohen, Kristen Acevedo, and Tristan McNeil. It's associate produced by Alex Trickfadatir. Production assistance by Ron Shapiro. And I'm your host, Tara Michelle.